Hi, Bill.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine. I thought that I had a little press conference.
Yep.
This afternoon on this action we took, and I know Doug Dillon's probably kept you posted, but I thought you might like to hear from me directly.
Yes, I would. I haven't talked to him about the conference. He's told me generally what's happened.
Right. Well, what I said to the press was this, but I wanted to make it clear that we would not have raised the discount rate at this time if it had not been for the British action. That we had been for some time watching the possibility of inflationary pressures developing or some problems with the balance of payments developing, but that you had indicated that you wanted us to stimulate the economy in every way that we could. And that the Federal Reserve would only stand by and act if an incomes policy or other methods failed to work, and that we were fully in accord with that, but that when the British took this action, that we felt that their differential would be so great between 3.5 and 7 that we ought to move up to 4. Which still leaves a 3% differential in rates, so that it would be an indication to everyone that we were alert and alive to this problem, that we were not trying to negate what the British were doing, but that this action was taken because of our conviction that we have to keep the American dollar paramount. That this was not taken jointly with the British, this was an independent action on our own. That the British had informed us of what they were doing. We had not, at the Federal Reserve, given them any advice, nor had they asked any advice. We had informed them of what we were doing, but we had taken our action entirely independently and as an insurance premium on behalf of the American dollar.
That's good.
I just wanted you to know, you never can tell what the press will do with these things.
Yeah.
It would be desirable for you to have a first-hand account of what I had said to them.
Good. What kind of reaction did you get?
I think I got a pretty good reaction. I had a big press conference, a big for the Federal Reserve. We haven't done anything like this in a long time, and I thought it would be important to get them in. I had about 56 of them, and I had the Times, the Tribune, and most of the, and all the wire service.
Mm-hmm. What's your judgment on what the banks will do now?
Well, I indicated also that I thought there was no necessity for the banks to go up on the prime rate. I thought there were sufficient funds and that we didn't have any intention of reducing the availability of money. Now, what the banks will do, you never can tell. One of the, I heard quoted, I don't know whether this is true, that one of the bankers had indicated that he thought they'd go up, but that's only one.
Who was he?
It was the Chase Bank, George Champion. But that's pure gossip, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to pin that on you.
Yeah. What bank's George Moore with?
He's with the First National City Bank.
My people here tell me he's been stirring up for several weeks now, trying to get them to raise hell about raising the bank rate.
Well, he's not always the best citizen that we have.
Hmm.
I haven't heard anything about his position, but I've heard one or two. First National in Chicago doesn't intend to go up, and I don't think the Morgan Guarantee intends to go up. And I think that with the funds that there are in the pension funds around the country, that they'd find it very hard to keep it up if they put it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't see in this any lack of availability of funds.
I don't see any at all. We're watching it very carefully in the exchange market, and the market behaved pretty well today. Of course, this is before our announcement this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is that we can handle it, and we're going to try to increase over the next 10 days the availability of money through the reserve mechanism.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, Bill. I hope you'll watch that and do everything you can that way. I'd hate for this to turn the other way on us.
Well, I would too, and I made it very clear that we had no desire to in any way impair the growth or the development of the economy, and that this was an insurance action that we were taking. We were paying the insurance premium here. Now, from my associates abroad that I've been able to keep in touch with, I think on the whole, they think it's been handled well so far.
Mm-hmm.
But you never can tell on that.
Do you think anything else, any other precautionary steps ought to be taken? Do you think you and Dillon and Council Economic Advisors and Secretary of Commerce, any of them ought to be thinking of anything that we might do to be sure this doesn't put us in a downward spiral?
Well, not at the moment, Mr. President. I think we've got to watch it very carefully, but we have, of course, the problem with steel and with automobiles and the strikes at the moment, but otherwise the economy looks strong to me. So that this is coming at as good a time as we're likely to have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As we'll have the Christmas trade coming along here very shortly, and I think we're going to have a very good Christmas retail business.
Okay, Bill, I'll be in touch with you and get back, and you call me every day that you think you need to.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I don't want to bother you.
No.
I always
like to hear from you, and I hope you'll feel no reluctance any time, because I get a lot of calls that don't interest me nearly as much.
Well, thank you, and I'll keep you posted on anything I think's worthwhile.
I'll depend on you to do that.
Bye.
And kind of keep me educated.
Well, I'll do the best I can.
Thank you, Bill.
Right.